Praise God. This probably should ring true to what you know about Thanksgiving. I really think that this is one of, if not the scripture that the pilgrims used and the people that were celebrating Thanksgiving in our country, in the United States, and when they first came here, and they really followed along with this basically when they brought their fruit, their harvest, and they came together. I don't know if they had a Thanksgiving meal like we have today. I mean, in the time of this writing with Moses, it doesn't mention that here, but it does mention that they brought the fruit of the harvest. They were farmers, and they came and they presented those things to the priest, as we hear here. And so in our country, we practice this each year, and we should keep that in mind. So I thought it would be a good idea to go through this scripture just very briefly together so that we can remember to be thankful in which way we're thankful, and also to prepare for us to give thanks now in this worship service. So this is going to be a very short message, and then we're going to open it up, and whoever would like to give thanks to God in your life, you'll have the opportunity to do that. So just very briefly, if you want to take your Bible and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 26, we'll just go through it, and we can see these really wonderful points that God gives to us and how to give thanks. So Moses was giving the law, basically, to the people there. He said, when you come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God is giving you, and put it in a basket and go to a place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. So it's the place that God has chosen for them to go. Again, these are farmers. Okay? These are people that are coming in to do this. You will go there to the priest who's in office at the time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. And then the priest will take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. So it's an offering that they're bringing in a basket of the fruit of their labor. Right? It's the first fruits of their labor. Right? And so there's a few things that are important here. The first verse says that the Lord your God is giving you. So thanksgiving is giving thanks to the God who gives to us. Amen?
Amen.
That is the most important thing. He is the most important thing. We do not in ourselves have anything. I remember there was a pastor, I don't know why, I always remember him saying something about homes and owning homes and things like that. And he was saying, well, basically the bank, you know, it belongs to the bank. But then he came around to say, it really isn't the bank. It's God who has given us our homes, you know, and these are the things. And that was his point, that we think that the bank owns it, but it's really God who has given us the things that we have. And that's a very important thing to remember, guys, because we often forget that every day. You know, it's what we do, what we make, and how we earn, and the things that we have are because of our hard work. But in reality, it's only because God has given us our lives, and he has given us that opportunity. So it's healthy to keep that way, right? So take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground. We're to take the first and give it to God, right? And so we're going to get into that a little later when we talk about the New Testament and for ourselves as Christians. But at that time, this was an act of doing something each year, and bringing this and remembering to do that, to place it before the altar and say, this is because God has been good to us. What a great practice that is. Mm-hmm. So we can do that at Thanksgiving at least once a year, but we should do it every day. Right? So he goes on again and says, which you harvest from your land that the Lord your God is giving you. So the land has been given to them where they were going. They were going into the promised land. Put it in a basket, go to the place, and then go before the priest. And it says, I declare today to the Lord your God. They said that to the priest because the priest was revered. It was a special servant of God. And so it was to your God, but it's actually their God as well. But that was just the way that they said it. I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give us. And so God has sworn to give them which they have, right? And so it teaches us that God is a provider. He's a promise keeper, and he keeps his promises true, right? He keeps his word on these kind of things. And then the priest takes it and he sets it down at the altar of the Lord your God. Right? So far, so good. This is to set the scene for the next part. Now, the next part is very interesting. There's a word, a fancy word, to describe what comes next. It's called epitome. Epitome. E-P-I-T-O-M-E. Let's say it together. Epitome. Epitome. Right? I just wanted you to say it because it's good to keep this in mind as we're thinking about this going into our testimony time. So an epitome is a summary, basically here in this kind of instance, of what God has done for the people. That's a fancy word for describing what they are giving God thanks for. Okay? So listen to what it is. You shall make a response before the Lord your God. And this is the epitome. A wandering Aramean was my father. Who's that? Abraham. Okay? He went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there he became a nation great, mighty, and populous. You remember God promising he would become a nation, right? These things were promised. The Egyptians treated us harshly and humiliated us and laid on us hard labor, and we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers. The Lord heard our voice, saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground, which you, O Lord, have given me. And that's the epitome. That's the epitome. This is the description of what God had done for the people there. It includes Abraham, the father, right, of the people there, but also of all the nations, right, that Christ came from him, and God had made this promise that Christ would come through Abraham. And then they went to Moses with the Exodus from Egypt, and there's this important scripture that reminds us that they were set free from slavery, right, out of the bondage, and brought into this place, a land with milk and honey. And therefore, now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground, and which you, O Lord, have given me. So that's to set that up. So this kind of a summary is useful for us when we celebrate Thanksgiving, to reflect and to have a story of what God has done for us. And we'll get into that just in 1 second after we do the rest of this section. So that was what they did. They were paying honor to God with this epitome. And now, where does it go? And you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So they worshiped. Okay, so they set it down and then they worshiped. Right? You shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the sojourner who is among you. And so they did two things. They worshiped before the Lord and they rejoiced. That is what we do, and that is what we should do on Thanksgiving. We give honor to God. We remember, we reflect, and this would be a great thing to do in each family, you know, or in church. It's certainly what we can do today in church. We come together and we remember. We have an epitome. You know, it's a fancy word for it, but it's an epitome to reflect on what God has done for us. And then we worship him. Right? We offer up ourselves as the sacrifice of our lives to him, and we worship and we rejoice in all the good that your God has given to you and to your house, not only to you, but also to the Levite and to the sojourner who is among you. So that means all the people around us, and so we care for the world as well. Right? There are people in need in the world. And the sojourner were the people that didn't have a place. They were from other places. And the Bible teaches us that the Hebrews, the Jewish people were taught, you came out of slavery. You came into a land where you were foreigners. You were sojourners. And so you have to reflect on that and then do the same for other people among you who don't belong here. They're away from their homes. And there's a lot of people like that in the United States and New Jersey and these towns that we live in that need to be loved like that. So that's basically the whole shape of things. Now, what I was talking about is in the New Testament is that we believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior. He, just like Moses brought the people out of slavery, right? He was a type for this Jesus who is the greater one who saves us from our sins, the slavery and the bondage of sin. And we see that all through Scripture, right, that Jesus Christ is that one who does that, right? And so Jesus frees us from sin. He sets us free. so that we can rejoice and that we can live for God and that we can approach the throne of God. It writes about that in Hebrews, that we can boldly and confidently come before the throne of God's grace, right? Knowing that He loves us and that we have a Savior, a King in Jesus who will receive us. And it's because of His grace that He has given to us. And so He has given to us His grace. And so we in turn give to God our praise, our rejoicing, and our thanks. And that is really the basis of this whole scripture here. God first. Bring our first fruit to Him. What is our first fruits? It could be an offering to the church. It could be ourselves, right? I think that that's really actually the most important thing, is that we say, God, here's my life. You have given me yours. I want to give it mine back to you. And that is my sacrifice, Lord, and I want to thank you for my life. Are you thankful for your life today?
Yes.
Yes.
I hope so. I hope you are. If you're not, then there's good news, and it's found in God's word, that He loves you, and He sent His Son to die for your sins, to set you free from bondage of sin, and so that you would have abundant life. And that is the promise that God makes to us in His word. And so today, we are going to now have a time of epitome. You remember that word?
Yeah.
Epitome. You don't have to think about epitome. Think about Jesus. But the main thing is, we want to now reflect, and we can stand up where you are if you'd like to. You can just stand up and you can share with us how God has blessed you and for what you are thankful for this Thanksgiving. Okay, so do we have someone who'd like to begin? Is the camera going to be needed to turn around? Are we okay?
No, I can use this hand.
Oh, okay.
It's fine.
Great. Okay, don't be shy. We don't have a lot of time, so. Okay, Brianne.
All right. I'll go. Do this. I'm very thankful. I feel so weird talking. Very thankful for my... Yeah, I don't mind. I'm very thankful for my family at home. I've learned to understand them more throughout the last few years with COVID, and it's just like a peaceful place where before we were running in and out. So I'm just happy to be home and hanging out with my family. I'm so thankful for our church. I feel like as well, I've gotten closer to everyone here, whether it's in person or in Zoom. I'm thankful for the people that are here that are helping, specifically the men in my family, to grow in their faith because it's needed, and I'm very thankful to see that. And of course, I'm thankful for you, Pastor, and
you can,
wherever
too.
She is.
Thank you, Deanne. Good epitome. Okay. Somebody else? Marissa?
Okay, we come from a talking family. So
somebody else.
Exactly. Okay, I'm thankful for some very practical things. We drove down to Myrtle Beach and found out after we got home that our steering column was this much away from giving out. Mm. And we could have been killed in a car accident. We could have been stranded far from home. But the Lord protected us, and I'm very grateful. We had COVID. We recovered. We had other crazy things. We recovered. I had an attack of AFib. They didn't have to shock my heart. It went back into rhythm. I have also family that I love so much, sons, daughters-in-law. Most people say, oh, my in-laws, blah, blah, blah. My daughters-in-laws love me, and I realize that's a gift because that doesn't happen all the time. So those are kind of the practical things, and what a tight-knit family we are, you know, and that we've had some difficult conversations in the last couple of months that has really helped us to appreciate one another even more and see the bigger picture. Spiritually, I feel like the Lord has done a lot of things for me this year, helping me to work past fear of witnessing. Now, most of you who know me would think, she's always on it, but it's still a fearful thing. But I feel like every class we do in life group, there's more arsenal in my arsenal. That's how I think of it. I've got one more thing from here, two things from there, that when I witness to people now, I feel like a confidence I didn't have. Am I still fearful? Yes, but it doesn't stop me. Ray Comfort said in one of his books, he has to love people more than his fear. So that really, like, impressed me. So I just feel like God has been really helping me with a lot of things. So, P.S., I'm trusting him more because it's not about me. It's about him showing up. And darn it, doesn't he always show up if we'll be faithful.
Amen. Susie?
All right, Susie.
Susie!
I just recently experienced it with my, I didn't realize it that until I saw the check with my doctor that I call, his name is wrong, Dr. Burgos, so we always call him Dr. D. So he said that my test, my heart, I always have a little problem with my mitral valve problem, but was never bothered me. So same thing as this time I went to him, but the test jumped. But the, one of the tests called BNP test jumped from 200 to 600. He said, oh, no. So he said, you need a surgery. So right away, he referred me to Dr. Anderson, the second the secondary doctor. So I went last, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. So I went to see him, and he looked at me. And he shook my hand. He said, "You're okay." And he just looked at me. He said, "I'm okay." I said to myself, well, "What do you mean that I'm okay?" He said, "There are three things that you could do. First, you could do, continue to take your medication and forget about it. And second, you want to go for a surgery. Or the third thing is a mitral clip." And he said, "I will recommend a mitral clip. What they do is that they do a tiny little bit." A hole from the groin, and then insert the tube up there and put the clip up there and fix the leaking. Mm-hmm. Well, rather than having a surgery, mm-hmm. surgery is like from 3 to 6 hours. Mm-hmm. So that was really scared the world of me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was calm, but I kind of get nervous. So, but thank God to Dr. Anderson, he said, you don't have to if you don't want to. So he said, because he had seen lots of his patients, nobody walked like I walk. So that's what he said to me. So I thought, thank God for that. So I have so much, otherwise I would have been, instead of having Thanksgiving, I wouldn't be here. So he mm-hmm. would put me on the table. So, mm-hmm. for surgery right away, so I have lots of to thankful for.
Amen. 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 I'll read you a verse in between. You can work up your courage to stand up. It says here, he himself likewise partook of the same things that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. Amen? That's the freedom from the bondage of slavery to sin and to death. And we're given life eternal through Jesus. Okay, someone else? Yeah, sure. Can you tell everybody your name? Because they may not know you.
Hi, guys. I'm Celine. I just wanted to say that I'm really thankful for God for showing me, of course, this church. I am new, so I am still looking to learn more about Christ and everything. I'm also, my dad has type 4 cancer, so it's been really hard for me. But lately, he's getting a lot better. So I'm really grateful for spending time with him and just getting to know him, because I didn't really have him in my life. Mm-hmm. So it's really grateful to have this experience. And for my family and friends, and of course my boyfriend. And so, yes, I'm very grateful. And of course, having you. So, so, yeah.
Thank you so much. Happy you're here, yeah. Both of you.
We'll be praying for your father too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome to know that your relationship is coming together with your dad that way. That's wonderful. Okay, someone else? Who are you pointing to?
Candy.
Okay.
Josh is going to point at all of them.
I feel like I'm on Zoom.
You know,
it's
we like don't like to hear ourselves talk, even though it seems like it's good. But we just waited for somebody else to say something. But I would like to say to Celine, we have been praying you here.
Yes, amen.
And we've been praying your boyfriend here, and we prayed Maris and Darren in here, and we're praying for a lot more people. You are an answer to prayer.
Yep.
I will say I am so grateful. I'm so grateful, period. I've had a very, and continue to have a very emotional year. I thought at the beginning of the year I might die. I was in so much pain. I literally thought I would die of a heart attack from pain. The Lord got me through it. I've been struggling a lot with the things that I can't do as the Lord shows me what I can do. I'm so grateful for my family. I'm so grateful for you guys. Well, you know, when we first came here, we liked coming to church here. But, you know, after being in church families that we loved everybody so much, it's so exhausting. You think it's so exhausting getting to know people again. But I just love you guys so much and have felt so much closer to everybody through the pandemic. That's the silver lining for me with the pandemic. And doing all the stuff we did over the summer with all our outreaches, it just, I'm so grateful. And even though I cry about everything these days, I mean, this world deserves a good cry, and I'm just always crying. But even when I'm feeling awful and crying, I'm also at the exact same moment, I was with a bunch of friends yesterday and said this, at the same moment I'm crying tears of grief, I'm also thanking God for everything he has done in my life, in my family's life, in the world, how good he is to us. So I'm always like this. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I mean, that's my life right now. And it's okay, but I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to Pastor and Lee Chen and just everybody. You guys are like so awesome, and thank you for loving us.
We're okay with crying, right? Crying is okay around our place here, right? So it's good. Thank you, Candy. Chin-Yo.
I have something to say. I just like to take this opportunity to thank God for all the blessings I received this year, just countless. But just driving here this morning, a few things came to my mind. First of all, I had two cataract surgeries this year, one in April, in February, one in March. I had trouble seeing clear far when I had the baby cataract. So I was putting it off. Finally, I got the courage to just get it done. And thankfully, everything went very smoothly and no problem at all. And I could see 2020 again after 7 years. So I feel like I was like born again, basically, in terms of vision. So I thank God for that. And then later in the summer, I got COVID. But it was so mild. However, I didn't know I could have got COVID for a couple of days in the beginning. So I saw it was just cold, like cold virus. So I continued working. Like 2 days after my symptoms, I test positive. It was negative for 2 days. So I said, oh my God, you know, I saw all these patients in my office. You know, I called everybody immediately. You know, thankfully nobody got it from me. So I was very grateful for that. And then last thing I want to thank God is that I finally, you know, sold my old house right before this downturn. You know, that saved them a lot of headache. So those are just like main things I would like to share today. Of course, a lot of, you know, other things. I feel like my life's been so blessed. Even before I got to know God, I was always blessed throughout my life until today. I just cannot thank God enough. Thank you for listening.
That's a great point. You know, God blesses us even before we come into faith. He's blessing people around us, but yep. He Most of all. And so just because you mentioned being born again, Jesus answered him and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So we must be born again.
Yep.
And praise God that so many of us are. If you need to be born again, then all you need to do is say, "God, I want you. I want to give my life to you. I receive your forgiveness, and I want to be made new." Amen?
Amen.
Okay, who's going to be next? Any young people? Anybody from the, you know, younger crowd? You're also allowed. Okay, Lee Chan.
I can feel the gap and you guys can keep preparing. First of all, I want to thank God for saving me in 1978. And I want to thank him for sustaining me for all these years through the process of sanctification, and he's still doing it, and I know one day he will finish his work with me. And secondly, I, as pastor was, no, I'm not yet, I want to thank God for my pastor and my husband.
Aww.
And then I thank God for all of you. Really, through the process, he blessed me with so many family members, and I always say we are blood related to Jesus Christ. Mm. We are blood relatives. Thank God for him. As Pastor was talking about the house, something came to my mind that we live in Edison, and most of you have never been to our house. And, you know, for Asian people, when you come here, you want to have a big house. And a lot of the church people also want to have a big house so they could invite people in to have fellowship and things like that, which is really wonderful. And that was also what I wanted. And while I was in Taiwan, my husband put a down payment on a house that is small. But it's very bright and it has very wonderful feeling. And I always thought, okay, we're going to build that and make it bigger. Then God called him to be a pastor, and we knew, okay, we have to put that aside. So I wanted to have a place that is enough for me to do my work, to teach students, and to have enough rooms for my children, to have an entertainment center, to have a, and those, some of the things were still enough, but anyway, I always feel like there's something. But as Pastor was talking, I thought that was my wrong. I kept thinking, a house is my own effort, our own effort to achieve. But it's God's gift. And he knew all along that is the right house for us. Now we don't have to do downsizing, and it's very comfortable. And I also want to say we will welcome you to come to our home. It's a little bit far to drive, 40 minutes. But just come with small groups, and we'll be so happy to have you there. Yeah. Thank you. I
want to
thank God.
Psalm 138 says, "I give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise." And what he means there is, I sing my praise to the true God in front of all these false gods. "I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. On the day I called, you answered me. My strength of soul you increased. All the kings of the earth shall give you thanks, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose to me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands." Someone else? Pat?
Good morning, everyone. I want to first thank you, God, for answering the prayers, many, many prayers from my friends and family that will bring my family to church. And we are so blessed to be here, knowing coming to OCM Grace Church. I remember
we, not too long after we joined this church, we got to celebrate the 25th anniversary, so it's a good benchmark now, 30th. And now looking back and all the summary, I'm proud to say we as a family have changed. We are closer to Christ. We are spiritually more mature, but still a lot to learn. And I think I would, me myself, would not able to do all this without God's blessing and the prayers of everyone that sit here. Because I know time to time, all of you has been praying for my family. And, you know, my heart saw, you know, my family changed because of God. From my father's side, everyone get baptized one after another, and we see the difference in the family. So bear witness from that, and now to my own family when he got baptized. God answered our prayers. And then now I see Nikki's when she start raising her hand and answering questions. What she learned about God, it's a blessing. So thank you, everyone, and love this class.
Okay, we'll be next. Okay.
Usually when you come up, you will give thanks to the things that you got. But I'm coming up to say the things that I did not get, or my daughter did not get. So a lot of you know that Nicole ended up going to a school that she did not even want to mention the name for the longest time. But during the process, a lot of uncle and auntie, they pray for her, they took time from their busy schedule, call her, talk to her, convince her, comfort her, uplift her. So this is what Grace Church is about. It's about love, about caring, about involving in your life. So I'm thankful for Grace Church. I'm thankful for all of you. You know who you are. And during the process is not getting what you want. You see the promise of God. Mm-hmm. Because he is the one in control. Mm-hmm. He is the one knows the best for you. Mm-hmm. And now Nicole is going to a church that she enjoys so much. She got involved. She, every day when she shares that, oh, Mommy, the sermon is speaking to me. It's me.
Amen.
And then yesterday she said that, Mommy, I'm living my life. So I want to continue praying for her. She will live her life for Jesus.
Amen.
Not just
Amen.
Living her life.
Amen.
So not getting what you want is a good thing. Because you think that God has the best plan for you. It's not finished yet. I'm sure that I'm praying, and my family is praying so hard, and we have been telling a while, Nicole, that look at that. Look at that. God is here. If she ended up in a school that was like, whoa, because you are so good, you got into a good school. But now God put you in a place that he wants something special for you. Just open your eyes. You will see it. And then she was so touched with all the prayers and all the love, all the phone calls, all the conversation. She has. You can see that she matured because of all your love. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Amen.
And
it's a good school, too.
It's a Harry Potter. It's a name
school.
That you should not mention. But that she loved it. She loved it. She's living her life. That's what
Amen.
She Thank you.
Amen. Okay. I have a feeling we're going to go for a while. It's fine, right? It's okay. So anyone else?
I want to say that Lisa, I really
You're not telling me.
It is, yeah.
Famous in the whole world.
What
school
is it? It's Rutgers. Oh, the kids in New Jersey wants to Rutgers. It's a good school. It's a good school. But then it's a lot of peer pressure too. It's like nowadays they have a lot of pressure. We are in a district that everybody goes to 80,000, 90,000. But God saved me too because I did not go bankrupt by paying the tuition.
And New Jersey has the longest boardwalk in all of the states. New Jersey is not bad. And we eat a lot of pizza too. So okay, who else? I'm not going to look at anybody because I don't want to make it. Who else?
I'll receive point ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Jacob? Are you getting up? No. Don't let him go. Don't let him go. No, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Happy life. I've been living pretty well, I think. And nothing really went horribly wrong, but like, I still want to thank God for that.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Okay, now let's go.
I was going to to my son.
Okay.
You know, when he say there's nothing wrong, I think, you know, we all will need to thank God for the pandemic in our life somewhere. Because, you know, I feel like the pandemic bring me into a reality. Mm-hmm. You know, I experienced my retirement during the pandemic because we were receiving some sort of retirement lifestyle during the pandemic. We had staying home, nothing to do, like, you know, trying to figure out what we're going to cook in the dinner or lunch and then the next day or something like that. But then I really, you know, truly, I thank God, like when Simo was mentioned, oh, I want a big house, I want to do this and do that. Well, yeah, everybody, I think all the homeowner and all the churchgoer has a good heart that, oh, let's bring a fellowship to our home and do this and do that. But I really thank God that I have a house that is just good enough for all five of us to find a corner to do Zoom. That's one thing. You don't need to fight for space. No need to go to like a special room in the toilet or to do your own Zoom.
Like however, we did.
Thanks God. And I also thanks God to my family. I have a great wife. Every Thanksgiving, I have to say that to my wife. She is my secretary. She is everything that I own. That I think, you know, my life is really relying on her. Thanks God that she put her in my life, that organized my life much better and closer to God. Actually, you know, usually the man of the household will be the spiritual leader. I'm not. But she is. She is, like, she wrote to us every day, every single day, with a special words that she saw and then sent it to us. Oh. And I'm sure, you know, all my kids received this.
And read it.
No, they read it. I asked, how I see you with it, you respond with a, what is that, emoji? Like, at least you see the emoji, I know that you read it already. And then they did. So I thank God for my family. They grow in a very special way that I, you know, I can see them grow in spiritually and also, you know, mature in heart. So thank God for the family that I have on the church that helping them grow. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Lee Chen.
Amen. Thank you, Chris. Praise God. Anybody else? Who will be next? Susan. Okay, you're going to be in trouble soon.
Into Rutgers and he was done. He was happy. That was it. He didn't play anywhere else. But I don't know. I guess I'm happy, but I'm not. I'm still waiting for things. Like Lee Chan is happy with her small house. I'm still waiting for my mansion. But you know, get that in heaven. Maybe I'll move in. You know, Steve will get me a big tent. I'm still waiting for Michael to go to church, for Christian to go to church. I'm still waiting for a few things, but it's okay. God is good. God is very good. My mother is turning 90.
Wow.
So, not that I'm old. I'm still very young. I'm not 90. But, shush. But matter what, we wait on him, and mm-hmm. he delivers in
yep.
time. You know, when I used to teach Sunday school, you know, I would always tell the kids, God answers three ways. Yes, no, or wait. So, I'm still waiting. But it's good. Yeah, I love this church. I love all of you. Pastor Lee Chan, thank you so much.
I love you too, Susan. Thank you. Hope you noticed that Susan has orange footwear today. She's very proud of her school. Okay, sir.
I guess, like, you know, you gotta always say that you're thankful for your family, which I am. I'm staying more at home this semester since I really don't have to go down as much, and it's really nice getting closer to Yoa, talking to my mom and my dad, and I guess that's, like, you know, somebody to talk to at least when I'm at home. And I guess in school also I'm really thankful that I'm actually doing well this semester because I have a pretty tight schedule and, like, really hard classes. And I'm somehow making it work. And also, I guess, like, really good friends and, like, a good community that I found down at Rutgers. When I first came down there as a commuter, I wasn't really sure if I was going to find my whole, like, group. I thought I was going to go to classes and go back up. But I guess God really put me in a really, like, good community in CCF and, like, really finding my friend group and, like, people I can go to when I'm down there. So I guess that's all the stuff I'm thankful for. Oh, I'm also thankful for the church. You know, you guys are great, and I always enjoy coming down here every Sunday and really talking to you guys, especially Boomer and a bunch of other people. Like Auntie Alex, you know, but it is what it is. So thank you guys for being in my life, and thank you for being, you know, people I look forward to seeing every Sunday. And yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a Chinese Christian fellowship down at Rutgers. It's the Christian community I go to, like, anytime I go down there, and they're always there with open arms. So.
Cool. Thank you. Someone else? Want to sing a song and then go back to some sharing? Why don't we sing a song? Huh?
Yes.
We're going to sing "Oh Give Thanks." Can we bring that one up? And we're going to take our song sheets out. It's the response song on there. And this is kind of a new song maybe for you, but it's really, really beautiful and fun to sing. And I think you'll really enjoy it. Maybe Qingyou can translate this one into Chinese for us too.
Make it louder.
Oh, it's okay. It's loud. It's okay.
Okay. Right. Can you find everybody? Okay. Oh, give thanks to the Father, spring of life, Lord of love, the bountiful provision. Come rejoice in His goodness, count each blessing that comes from heaven to earth, now from earth to heaven. Oh, give thanks to God forever for all He's done, for all He's given, for every grace. Bring every praise to the Giver of all. Give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto Jesus, King of His saving love. The bread of life broken for redemption, how He carried the cross to make us daughters and sons, exalted now the King of our salvation. Oh, give thanks to God forever for all He's done, for all He's given, forever. fire of joy upon the flood. O breath of God, help our hearts remember. Purge our pride with your kindness. Let this song feed in us. For all the gifts, greater is the giver. Oh, give thanks to God.
Hi, Celine. Hi, new friend. I have a lot to give thanks for, but maybe I'll just cut it short. First of all, my wife, of course, and my daughter. But I really want to give thanks for God Himself and Jesus for really softening my heart and heart. It took me a while for me to really move through beyond. Okay, there's three big things that I want to give thanks for. One thing is, He helped me to move beyond my head knowledge belief to a heart of faith. That was a special moment. I remember that. I wrote it down in my little diary. The second big thanks that I wanted to give thanks for was when I had the conviction that the Word of God, the Bible, is true. That was another huge gift. Mm-hmm. So that put me up into another level of belief. And then this past summer is the third one. As Auntie Susan was saying, waiting. There were things I don't understand, I don't get. And what he did was he slowly, one by one, without me even knowing, the stumbling blocks that were in front of me, he put down, until suddenly I appeared, hey, this makes sense now. So that was another huge conviction. So I, in these past short years of here with this family, I've grown a lot, and I just look forward and I give thanks to see what else He has in plans for each of us. So,
amen.
Not sure if that's a Thanksgiving or a testimony, but it's a rolling one.
Amen.
Thank God.
It's an epiphany. Okay. Thank you, Alfred. Okay. Done. Sorry.
Bruce has said earlier, we are a family of talkers. So I apologize if this runs on too long. But I was thankful, especially for in our life prep group earlier this year, we went over the book In His Steps. And at the end of it, Candy had provided a letter that we could sign for ourselves saying that I am now going forward, ask myself, what would Jesus do every step of the way? I sort of knew it, but having that sign in a place where basically I'm the only one who's going to see it has been a reminder for me that I have much to be thankful for. I have much to remember. It has helped me grow. It has... I found that when discouragement and sometimes depression starts to get to me, that when I begin to thank God for what He's done, or I begin to thank God for the reminder to be saying, what would Jesus do, is really helps me. It puts a whole new light on my day, on the next minutes. And it also has I also have the reminder constantly that always this too shall pass. Bad times come. I mean, Jesus, I think, this is conjecture, but Jesus, I think, was facing his crucifixion, thought, this too shall pass. So you keep on going. When you're going, I know that when I'm going through good times, this too shall pass. When I'm going through bad times, this too shall pass. And I'm thankful for that reminder. I'm thankful for the reminder that I'm always am able to say, what would Jesus do? And I just keep on going. Thank you.
And who will be next? You don't have to speak long if you want. You know, you can just say a few words. It doesn't have to be much. You can just say, you know, I think you know you're among friends, so please feel free. Usually we have a dinner. You know, we're not having a dinner this year for like a potluck kind of a thing because we had the anniversary. It was a kind of a Thanksgiving kind of a thing. And if any of you have need a place to go and eat, you can come to our place. We're going to be here. Just come over around 12 o'clock and you can share a meal with us. And if we don't have enough food, we'll just order some more. Oh, we'll just come over to your house. But, yeah, okay. But anyway, just feel free to say a few words.
Okay.
Okay, God. Okay.
Things have happened in my family, and then I had the fall, and I think it's during that time, you know, God wanted me to quiet my heart and to really seek Him, you know, and also to rest. So I rested for 3 months because I had fallen and broken my hand, and then I can be said, I cry all the time, you know, whether it's good or bad, but I know God is in control. Mm-hmm. And I went back to work in September, and I was like, wasn't sure when I was able to do my job, because I still don't have full function of my head. But every day I come home, and God has led me through another day. And
amen.
I'm so thankful for that. But I go to work and I'm hesitant. I'm like, am I going to be able to, you know, do all these things? And at the end of the day, God said, you see, you worry for no reason.
Yeah.
And I think, I speak for myself, I worry for no reason. Because even though I know God is in control, but our human side want to be in control. And every day, you know, God tells me, you see, you worry for no reason. You made it through another day. So, and I'm thankful that my own family support me in a lot of things and are very understanding, and also for everybody praying at church for me.
Amen. Thank you, Golly. You're very hard. Golly's a very hard worker. A lot of people would have just stayed out of work, but she goes back and she wants to keep going. And she's really, so let's keep praying for her hand to fully heal up so she doesn't have to have that pain. It's tough. She was telling me that her pinky, you don't realize how important your pinky is until you have a broken hand, and then you realize that the pinky really is a big part in all that we do, right? So we'll keep praying for you. Thank you for your testimony. Anyone else? I shouldn't have said come to our house. It's the church's house. Come to our family. Come to our family and join in with us over there in the Bergen house. Who else?
Okay. Listening to everyone share makes me feel very, it just makes me feel happy hearing you guys share. And I think about me and Maris, like, I feel very content in our life. I don't really have any complaints, and I think that's just evidence that God is providing for us every day. I think after we got married, we always had this mindset of, oh, what's next? What's next? What can we do next in our life, or where can we go? But yeah, I just feel like God has, you know, He's given us a job, He's given us a place to live. We have food to eat, you know, like, what more can we ask for? Yeah, and just, I'm just, yeah, really thankful for God for providing for our daily needs, and, what more can we ask for? Yeah, that's all.
Thank you.
Anybody else? It's like it's almost 11. I think we're going to have to kind of wind down to one more person. You really want to do it and you've been holding back. Okay.
Yay!
I want to give thanks to the Lord for my family, especially for my wife, and then all the children over there. God's blessing is real. I mean, like, He's our provider. Maybe the highlight this year is like when we sold our house. I just want to thank for God for that. We never come to our mind that we can sell our house because of that condition. So we've been praying together. I don't know when is the right time to sell the house. So this year, God answered the prayer. So it's never, I mean, it never came up to our mind that we can sell the house. So, and everything's come so quick. And yeah, likely that's about before. It's like we have to find a house within, I mean, we have to move within two or three weeks that time. So, yeah, but God is always our provider. So He provides what we need. So I can just thankful enough for that. And also for Sebastian College, actually, I want to thank you for that too. That God provide the steps that he needs to go to, which school, which college he needs to go. So I was like, we pray to God which schools he needs to go, and then God show like well, you can go there, you can go there, but go to this school. So God like provide. We don't have to be like confused which school we to go, but God lead him like, okay, you have to go to this school, and then after that, just go to the next school. I believe that God will continue to lead him and lead us to where we have to go. Okay.
He will.
Yeah. Thank you.
So the lesson is, when you pray, expect a quick answer. Be prepared, because it comes like that. And anyone who's been waiting, keep going. Jayo. Keep going. Right? Keep going. And I mean that seriously. That should be that's a word of God, to persevere and just remember He's faithful and He hears our prayers. Is anybody on Zoom that wanted to do this? I don't know if we can hear them, but I don't want to leave anybody out. I know that we have some people on Zoom. Maybe you could write something so you could read or something like that. You could take some time now to do that, and we can even at the end of the service read it or something like that. So if you have something you wanted to share, you could type it out. If you can't and it doesn't work this time, we'll find another time when you can share. Just don't want you to feel left out. So I just want to give thanks for all of you beautiful people. You know, talking about crying, I don't want to cry. I feel like I could, but I don't want to do that too much because we have to get going here. Yeah, it's okay. But yeah, I'm grateful for the Asian people. I know, you know, there are people that are not Asian here. I'm grateful for you too, but I'm very, very grateful. I'm grateful for the Asian people because I came, you know, from a background where we had one Asian in our school, in our high school growing up, you know, and this was a person I didn't even know at all. And so it was kind of like that. And then, you know, when I met my wife, things changed in a big way. And I had no idea at that time the kind of blessing that God was going to give me. And I'm not deserving of that by any means at all. But he showed grace to me by introducing me to the Chinese and to the Taiwanese and to all of the different Asian people that my life is influenced by. We talk a lot about Asian food and things like that. But I think that more and more people in this country need to know the hearts of the Asian people and the things that I have been introduced to by our God who loves us and introduces us to things that are incredibly beautiful. And I just want you to know that you are beautiful. And every one of us here, Asian or not Asian, whatever color background, God has given you your life, and he is a God who makes beautiful things happen. And so I just want to thank him for everyone here, for our church, for the honor of serving here as long as he allows me to do so. And I'm also thankful for the growth that I've seen so that we have people that are going to be standing up and leading this church forward in whatever direction God wants it to go. So let's have a word of prayer. God, we thank you with all of our hearts. You have given us so much. Everything that we own, everything that we possess, our bodies, the minds, our hearts, everything you have given to us, and you have made us in your image. And we are humbled by that. You have given us grace when we have fallen and we have fallen short of your glory and we have sinned against you. You have responded with mercy and goodness and kindness. Oh Lord, help us to learn to be merciful and kind as you are, so that when we face adversity and when people hurt us or do something like that, our reaction is going to be as Jesus would. We thank you, Father, for the Bible, your word. We take it for granted, Lord, having so many Bibles. There's more Bibles, Lord, you know this, that are read or at least sold in the world than any other book. Mm-hmm. We pray, God, that that will continue and that people will pick up their Bibles and read of your love for them and that their lives will be born again. Yes. We pray, Father, for those who are waiting for loved ones to come to the truth. And we pray in the confidence that you give us today in reading in this epitome of Moses recounting to the people what they should remind themselves of, that you are faithful, that you are the only God, and that you listen to the cries of your people and you answer. And so we claim that truth about you, Lord, that you are faithful and you hear our desires and you answer us. Thank you. Thank you that you answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for the troubled times that we've been in because we have heard today, Lord, that you have been teaching people, your people, lessons that are valuable. Thank you for being such a wonderful teacher, so wise and good and bringing from darkness, great light and glory. Thank you, Lord, for our church, Grace Church, for the 30th anniversary celebration, for all the loving kindness that went into that celebration and continues on. I am more and more amazed and thankful to you, Lord, for the brothers and sisters who very quietly bring such beauty and such kindness and goodness to others in our church, working for you, serving you, helping one another, doing things that we may not see but that are going on. Thank you for all the servants. Thank you for all the leaders. Continue to bless them and use them, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are preparing
future leaders here among us and the young people. Thank you for them. Thank you for their lives. Thank you that they're coming to church and they're listening to sermons and also attending Sunday school and fellowships. Continue to bless them. Thank you that there is a CCF and other fellowship groups. Thank you that there are other churches that are reaching out to students on campuses. Thank you for all of those workers. Thank you for those leaders and pastors. And thank you, Lord, for the children's ministry that is led by such loving servants. Lord, in our church, we pray, God, in thanksgiving for the children. We thank you for newcomers. We know, Lord, that there that people have been praying, but God, you're the one that desires to bring people into your church, to lead them to the way so that they can find the truth that would set them free and give their lives meaning into eternity and to be embraced by the loving kindness that you possess. Your loving kindness is steadfast. It never ends. It's always there for us. We never need to think, oh, are you going to be loving me? No. Every day we can count on your love being there for us, and we love you back, Lord. We thank you for all the things that we possess, and we offer them before you, Lord, today, knowing that every good gift comes from heaven. We thank you for human life. We pray, Father, that there would be an end to violence that would end it. We pray, Father, for kindness and peace. And we look forward to heaven where we know that the lion will be lying with the lamb, and that there will be an end to this killing, and there will be peace that only you possess. We thank you, God, that this is so unlike the world that you have created for us, Father. We're sorry for that. We pray, God, that you will help us to make a difference in the world with every moment that you give us so that we can do something good for mankind. Help one, a person who's a sojourner. Help someone who has suddenly fallen into sickness or illness. Help someone who has fallen into hard times and has lost their way. Help us, Lord, to give to others because you have given us so much. And we give you thanks now. We offer our thanks to you, Lord. In our epitome to you, Lord, we say, you have been faithful to us. You have come into our lives at a time when we needed you most. And Jesus Christ came and took us by the hand and said, I love you and I want to save you. I want to give you eternal life. Believe in me. And Lord, when we believed in you, we knew it was true. We recognized, Lord, that it is only in you that our lives have meaning. And so, Lord, into heaven we will go when Jesus returns. Lord, there will be an end to all of the things that we're praying against today. There will be no more need to pray because we will be in the presence of Almighty God in your glory. And so, Lord, we just thank you, praise you, give you glory in the name of Jesus.